Municipal bonds have been on fire. That doesn't even go far enough. Yields plunging to the lowest on record relative to treasuries. And, of course, to talk all things munis, Joe Mysak joins us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studios, editor of the Bloomberg Brief focused on the municipal bond market. So what is going on, and how much further can this rally in munis go?
Wow, that's the question, isn't it? It's funny, I was on a panel the other week, and this came up, and we're about 170, 175, 178 on the 10-year AAA muni. And I asked one of the panelists if she thought it would go to 1.5. She said, yeah. So we've got a way to go. We haven't even hit the June, July, August months where municipalities typically where a lot of the debt matures. So we're looking at almost $120 billion of debt maturing that's leaving the market, money looking for a new home. Issuance is not going to be above that, it doesn't look like, for the period. And that's not even taking into account the roughly $10 billion a month that are called. So the technicals, as you would say in the stock market, are strongly on a bondholder's side.
So, Joe, you mentioned issuance is kind of in line with kind of recent trends. If I'm, you know, the finance director of any municipality USA, why am I not rushing to the market to issue debt at these levels? There's such demand. I can fund all the projects I need to do. Maybe I just have to, you know, refinance my existing debt. How come issuance isn't higher, in your opinion?
Well, issuance so far this year is up about 10%, which is healthy. But your larger question, yeah, why aren't they doing it? It takes a long time for municipal bonds to be sold. In fact, I think we're going to tackle a story on that. You know, what's the lead time? Some deals I've seen have been years in the making. You have to have city council approval, or you have to have county council approval, state approval. You have to have, sometimes you have to have voter approval, revenue issuance. So it's a very it's an involved process. So a lot of the stuff we're seeing now was approved by voters years ago, approved by cities and states years ago.
So there's no such thing as kind of like a shelf offering, or a municipality's got a pre-approval to go out and just issue bonds whenever the market's there?
There's a little bit of that, but there are, a secondary, or maybe it's even the primary reason, is that there are tax rules. A municipality has to have a specific project in mind for its borrowing. It just can't say, well, we're going to go out and borrow $100 million, and we're going to put the money into an investment, and when we need it, you know, we'll draw it down. No, you have to know what you're borrowing for. That's the tax exemption rules.
So I want to just get a quick beat on you since we have you in the studio on Puerto Rico.
Because I'll stay as long as you like.
Fabulous. Just to get a sense of what's going on there, because we have seen the bonds rally tremendously. Of course, this is the Commonwealth that has $70 billion of debt that's currently going through bankruptcy court to try to restructure it. Now we have Barclays analysts coming out and saying it's time to sell, because there could be losses here.
You've had a really big run-up in certain of the bonds, and, you know, if you have been the recipient of that, could be time to dump. And that may very well be good advice. Now, what's going on in Puerto Rico? There are so many moving parts, because the Commonwealth still wants to invalidate $6 billion of GOs. Meanwhile, you have the PREPA conversion moving slowly along. And, of course, you have the COFINA bonds, which are typically the most traded in the municipal market on any given day.
Joe Mysak, editor of Bloomberg Brief for Municipal Markets for Bloomberg News, joining us live here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio.